Hello and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections from the Catholic community at Stanford University. These are a series of podcasts of Sunday homilies, reflections, and occasional talks given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Isaiah Mary Milano, OP, Parochial Vicar, Associate Director of the Catholic community. It is the third Sunday of Lent. We hope you enjoy.
The season of Easter is filled with great joy. From the beginning of the season with the blessing of the fire at the Easter Vigil to the very last dismissal at the Mass of Pentecost, there are many, many reasons to celebrate during this Eastertide. Easter, as we know, is 50 days long compared to the 40 of Lent, the 2 or 3 weeks of Christmas, and the 4 weeks of Advent. Easter is the longest liturgical season we have, a time of great joy and great festivity. 50 days to find an excuse to eat too much meat and too much chocolate. 50 days worth. It's also a time to celebrate the entrance of many into the church. The Easter Vigil, of course, is designed to baptize, confirm, and to offer First Eucharist for the first time to many neophytes. And throughout the Easter season, just as he did this past Sunday, Bishop Patrick will crisscross the Diocese of San Jose, offering the sacrament of confirmation to many a confirmandi, just like he did last week. First communions and baptisms inundate our masses for the next few Sundays. And culturally, too, we have reason to celebrate. Today, we celebrate the vocation of motherhood, and in a few weeks, the vocation of fatherhood. A lot of celebration, a lot of excuses to party, a lot of reasons to be happy, to celebrate our faith, our church, and our God. That said, how come so many people in our world leave the church that we claim that we love so much? Every one of us knows at least one person who has left the Catholic Church. There are people that leave the Catholic Church in virtually every family, including mine. If you want, I can give you a list. Yes, this is a church that is filled with celebration and joy, yet why do so many people leave it? According to a recent study, 10% of the American population formally proclaimed the Catholic faith. 10%. 10% of our nation said that they used to be Catholic at one time. Now, just to compare, as of May 6, our national unemployment rate was 9%. In other words, there are more people in our country that were formerly Catholic that are unemployed. And so when asked, 71% of that 10%, 71% of those people who left the church said that they left because they simply drifted away. 71%. Staggering. It wasn't the sex scandals, it wasn't the church's teaching on homosexuality or contraception or abortion or immigration or any of those issues that would drive people away, you would think. Issues that you think people would actually leave. No, it was the fact that they simply drifted away. 71%. And within that, many of the people said that they would go to worship and get nothing out of it. They would go to worship, get nothing out of it, and go back home. They didn't find a community. They didn't find worship fulfilling. They didn't find going to church engaging or even worth their time. In short, 71% of the people who have left the church left because no one wanted to walk the Christian path with them. In today's gospel, Cleopas and his companion wanted to walk with Jesus. Jesus wanted company, and Cleopas and his companions allowed two to become three. Perhaps it was an Aramaic custom to allow strangers to walk alongside, yet culture at least. How odd would it be if we were walking down University Avenue with our best friend or our significant other, and some random person starts walking beside us. And not only does he start walking beside us, he starts talking to us and starts making an A-B conversation, A, B, and C. Yet Cleopas and his friend welcome Jesus into this conversation. Two became three. A dialogue became a conversation. Jesus was welcomed. Jesus was allowed into this fellowship. Jesus was allowed to journey with Cleopas and his friend. Jesus was allowed to live a portion of his life with Cleopas and his companion. And not only that, they allowed Jesus to enter into their home. Jesus suggested that he was going to go further. Yet Cleopas urged Jesus to come to their place for the night. "Stay with us, Lord," he said, "for the evening draws near. The day is almost spent." And only by Cleopas' invitation did Jesus come in to have dinner with his newfound friends. And it was only here. It was only here. It was only here that Cleopas and his friend realized the act of charity that they had just committed. Only after a long walk from Jerusalem to Emmaus did they find that God indeed was in their midst. That they had welcomed the Lord of the universe. That they had welcomed their truth, their way, and their life. Only then did they realize the gravity of their charity. So begs the question, who are we journeying with? Perhaps we know the people who sit next to us Sunday after Sunday. Perhaps a few people in front of us or behind us. Maybe. Maybe we know a few people a few seats over in the next section or wherever. Maybe. But what about us who are in the fringe? Wondering if the whole church, this whole church thing, is worth it. If Jesus really is God in the first place. Wondering if people around me have the same doubts and fears about the faith and the church that I do. Finding that the skeptics during IHUM or Power have pretty evocative claims, that their logic is pretty tight. Are you willing to allow us to journey with you? Are you willing to offer your disbeliefs to myself or Father Nathan or any of one of us listed in the front of the bulletin or to any of the Christians that are around us? I mean, it's not as if you'll be judged. I've read Marx and Sartre and Hume as well. And as for those who aren't part of this 71%, are you willing to be a beacon of love, hope, understanding, prayer? Are you willing to accept those doubting their faith to allow them into your journey, into your struggle? Can you be, as the Apostle Peter exhorts us, and be an irreproachable sojourner on this journey? Examples, if not role models, for those who are barely hanging on to their faith. The beauty of the story of Emmaus is that Cleopas and his friend, they didn't even know that they were doing something extraordinary. They were just being good men. Despite their distress, they were still hospitable, warm, compassionate. They were still being good. Good enough to allow a stranger into their journey, to share their life, even if it were for just a day, for just a few kilometers. So as we continue this Easter journey, taking part of the bread of life and the cup of salvation, and continuing on the path of the Paschal mystery, let's start looking around. Let us journey with each other, not drifting away from the path, but keeping fast to it, allowing others into our journey. And together, hopefully, into the bliss of heaven.
Thank you for listening to Catholic Cardinal Reflections from the Catholic Community at Stanford University. For more information, please call us at 650-725-0080 or email us at catholic@stanford.edu. Please visit our offices at the third floor of Old Union at the Center for Interreligious Community Learning and Experiences, or mail us at Catholic Community at Stanford, P.O. Box 20301, Stanford, California 94309. This is Father Isaiah Mary Milano, OP, the Associate Director, Parochial Vicar for the Catholic Community at Stanford, and the voice of Catholic Cardinal Reflections. Till next time, may God bless you.